Most people agree that the nation's infrastructure is in dire need of rebuilding and repair, but the disagreements often begin when the question is raised about how do you pay for all of the roads and bridges, rail lines, and water systems. Connecticut Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty is a Democrat from the 5th House District and is a member of a new and growing group in Congress, the Problem Solvers Caucus. A congresswoman says party and regional differences can fade when the infrastructure is discussed.
Everybody's got infrastructure in every congressional district across the country. Now the particular mix may be a little different, but everyone knows there are parts of that. Everybody needs to be able to drive on the road. Everyone needs to know that their bridges are safe. One of my colleagues, what Mucker was talking about in his district, how in Pennsylvania, I think there are bridges where the school buses, when they drive up to the bridge, they have to stop and let kids off because the weight is too much to let it. And then the bus drives across the bridge and the kids walk across the bridge and get back on the bus. That's crazy. And that's wrong. You know, we've got to be able to fix things like that. So again, the opportunity when you have a comprehensive proposal and people talking big about the need, not just the needs, but the opportunities, then you can go to the folks in Idaho and say, okay, you're probably concerned about broadband in your rural communities. You want to know that your rural bridges are getting repaired and maintained. So let's hold hands together and really vote in a way that allows everybody, you know, everybody's roads to function, allows make sure that we have the kind of commitment to broadband that America made in rural electrification in the 30s, and recognizing this needs to be a core part of who we are as Americans. You need to be connected to the web if you're going to compete and be connected, frankly, even just to your family, you better be connected to the web. So I think that there's real opportunity for getting to yes, but there's a narrow window, and let's be clear about this too, Brian. I think we've probably got 2 months before the midterm primary season is upon us, and it's going to be a lot harder to get agreement. So I'm pushing hard and fast, and that's why our hashtag is hashtag time for infrastructure. It really is time for infrastructure.
I think most people would agree that the infrastructure is in dire need of repair, but how do you pay for it? Can you raise the gasoline tax without people getting upset and angry?
Well, you know, that's something we're going to have a conversation about. And this report did not call for a gas tax increase, but it kept it in the mix of things you could look at and need to look at. And our bottom line point is that you're going to have to figure out how to sustainably fund these programs. There are a bunch of different ways you can do it. The gas tax traditionally has been what we've done for highways. But let's be clear, the gas tax has only buys 60% of what it bought when it was last changed over 23 years ago. Only 60%. That's what we're left. That's the purchasing power that's left. Because not just inflation, but we have fuel efficiency standards that make cars a lot more efficient. We have not only hybrids, which are super efficient, but we have electric vehicles that are paying nothing to use the roads. We have natural gas vehicles paying nothing to use the roads. So we're going to have to modernize in any event how we pay for our roads and bridges, our surface transportation. We could do vehicle miles traveled. Oregon's doing a pilot project on that. Some people like a carbon tax and think that's a fairer, more appropriate way and has environmental dividends. My colleague John Larson in Connecticut has been advocating for that, and you've heard people like Tom Steyer talk about that. So I think there are a bunch of different ways you can do it. The truckers, the commercial truckers have said, why don't you have a waybill fee the way that commercial shippers on big boats do? We fund our harbor maintenance tax in part by a charge on all commercial shipping that goes by container ships. And that's how we fund our harbor maintenance trust fund, is in part through that. There are a bunch of different ways you can do it, but our bottom line is this. We've got to do it.
Connecticut Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty is a Democrat from the 5th House District.